everyone. Today we're discussing something really exciting, affiliate marketing in 2025. There's never been a better time to get involved. Did you know that some affiliate marketers are earning up to $500 per sale by promoting online courses?
That's absolutely right. You know, what's really fascinating is how things have shifted. The e-learning market is projected to hit $457.8 billion by 2026, and course creators are actively seeking affiliates who can connect them with motivated students.
Those are some impressive numbers. What should affiliates be looking for when they're trying to pick the right program to join?
Well, there are three key factors that really matter. First, you want to look at the average order value. I mean, think about it. Promoting a $997 course at 30% commission versus a $47 product at 50%. The math just makes more sense with higher ticket items.
Mm-hmm. That makes total sense. What else should people consider?
The second thing is recurring commission models. This is huge because instead of just getting a one-time payment, you could be earning month after month from a single referral. And third, look at those cookie durations. You want programs offering at least 60, 180 days for tracking.
That's a great point. We'll come back to that in just a moment. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
Today's episode is brought to you by MunchEye, your premier destination for finding the hottest affiliate marketing opportunities. If you're looking for product launches or exclusive affiliate programs in digital marketing, MunchEye offers what you need. Visit the link in the description to find your next profitable venture.
Right. So you were talking about cookie duration. Can you elaborate on why that's so important?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when you're dealing with high-ticket items like courses, people don't usually make instant decisions. They might research for weeks before buying. Having a longer cookie duration, like HubSpot's 180-day window, gives you a much better chance of earning that commission.
Have you noticed any particular trends in the types of affiliate programs that are performing best right now?
Oh yeah, definitely. Course-selling programs are absolutely crushing it in 2025. Take Teachable, for example. They're offering 30% recurring commissions, and their affiliates are averaging about $450 per month. Some are even hitting $1,000 or more.
You know what's interesting? I've heard a lot about crypto-related courses lately.
Yes, actually, one of the most exciting launches happening right now is the TrendFlow Formula, launching July 14th. They're offering 100, 200% front-end commissions and a 10,000-sort prize pool. And get this, there are no minimum sales requirements to participate in the contest.
That's pretty generous. What about SaaS affiliate programs? Are they still worth considering?
Oh man, don't get me started. SaaS programs are absolutely killing it. Take SEMrush. They're paying $200 flat rate plus $10 for free trial signups. And with a 120-day cookie duration, that's going to give you plenty of time to convert those leads.
I've noticed that web hosting affiliate programs seem to offer some pretty substantial commissions, too.
Right, Kinsta, for instance, is offering up to $500 one-time plus 5 to 10% lifetime commissions. And WP Engine starts at a minimum of $200 per sale. These are some serious numbers we're talking about.
What would you say is the biggest mistake you see new affiliates making?
You know, I think a lot of people jump into programs just because they see high commission rates. But they're not thinking about, like, can I actually create valuable content around this? Does it align with my audience's needs? Those are important questions.
That's such a good point. What's your advice for someone just starting out?
Start with one program from each category. Maybe a course platform, a SaaS tool, and a hosting provider. Create really targeted content that addresses specific pain points. And here's a cool tip. When I started including sections about who should not buy the product in my reviews, my conversion rates actually tripled.
That's fascinating. Why do you think that worked so well?
Trust is essential, you know. When people notice you're being honest about both pros and cons, they're more likely to trust your recommendations. Furthermore, it helps qualify your leads better.
What about content strategy? Any tips there?
Definitely. Instead of creating generic 10 best lists, focus on solving specific problems. Like, don't just promote Teachable. Create content like, How to create your first online course without technical headaches. See what I mean?
Have you found any particular promotional periods that work better than others?
Oh yeah, product launches and special promotional periods are golden opportunities. You want to create a calendar of upcoming launches and prepare your content in advance. Having an email list specifically for these offers can really boost your results.
What about recurring revenue? How important is that in the long run?
It's absolutely essential. Many successful affiliates report that 70-80% of their total income comes from recurring commissions. That's why I always recommend prioritizing programs with subscription models.
Before we wrap up, what would you say are the three most important things our listeners should remember?
First, focus on high-ticket items with recurring commissions. Second, always prioritize programs with longer cookie durations. And third, and this is super important, only recommend products you've actually used or thoroughly researched.
That's fantastic advice. And for our listeners who want to stay on top of the latest affiliate opportunities, where should they go?
They can head over to the link in the description to find new product launches and exclusive affiliate programs in the digital marketing space. It's a great resource for locating profitable opportunities.
Thanks so much for sharing all these insights today. It's been incredibly valuable.
Thanks for having me. And remember, everyone, focus on providing real value first, and the commissions will follow naturally.